Welcome to the call. I am your host, Chrissy T. Rollins, and I am so excited to bring this topic to you tonight. Three weird ways even health-minded people are costing themselves physically and financially. I have to say this call is absolutely divinely inspired for me to share, and it's something that's very dear to my heart. And what happened is that I've been living in this world of natural health, whole food nutrition, dealing with the body, finding the balance within the body. I've been in this scope for over a decade. And now, here I am, what, probably 11, 12 years into my journey for myself. There's a lot of information that I know and that I take for granted. And I don't talk about it. I don't necessarily do a lot of teaching around it because to me it's just so obvious and such common sense that sometimes I forget to mention it. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? Not everybody knows what I know. I mean, that's part of the reason that I'm here on this earth, living in this life, is to share the gifts that were given specifically to me and follow the passions that were given specifically to me to follow, because not everybody wants to sit down and study all the hours of nutritional information and how the body works and how to really get it into a state of being that we all really desire. But yet I have that hunger and that desire and that interest, and that's what I've been doing. So I just realized it's time for me to start opening my mouth a little bit more and sharing more information with people. And I thought, what are the top things that have truly transformed my life, that have made the biggest, most impactful difference to me? And what I realized is that the things that I live by, like at the core of my being, that are part of my decision-making factors day in, day out, every day of my life, which, by the way, just keeps getting better and better and better the more that I live by these principles, what core things have really created that shift? What took me from that space of really battling my body, not being at peace in my own skin, not feeling comfortable in my own skin? Because I don't know about you, but I spent probably close to 25, 30 years not feeling comfortable in my own skin. And as I got into my adult life, into my 20s and into my later 20s, I found a real struggle with my body. I was going up 50 pounds, down 50 pounds, up 50 pounds, down 50 pounds, up 50 pounds, down 50 pounds. And it just occurred to me that if I didn't have a solid foundation to stand on, how would I ever be able to pass along good quality traits like that to my future children? And that's what got my attention. I just realized one day, you know, because this didn't happen before I started studying whole food nutrition. This was happening a month or while I was studying whole food nutrition and getting more into understanding how the body works. So one day I just asked myself, I was like, okay, why is it that I know so much information about the body, how it works, how it functions, what it means to be healthy and fit, but yet I don't follow it for myself? What's up with that? I have a feeling that somebody who's listening to this right now can really resonate with what I'm saying. It's not about gathering the information. It's about applying the information. And I just kind of hit a tipping point for myself, as they say, that point where you just kind of get so sick and tired of being sick and tired or frustrated with being frustrated that you're willing to do whatever it takes to do what I call figure your stuff out. Some of you might have another word for that. I certainly did upon occasion. But I just wanted to know, what is it within me that's causing me to continue to make non-serving food, exercise, and lifestyle choices, even though I have the knowledge of what it takes to have what it is that I desire? I was so intrigued with this concept and this thought. And if you've never really thought about it, think about it now. I highly encourage you to think about it now. Are you where you're at in your health and in your body due to a lack of knowledge of how you can be better? Or are you there because you really don't know where to begin? Or perhaps you've taken strides, Perhaps you've been following some of those great examples. Perhaps you've been using some great quality nutritional supplements. Perhaps you've been, you know, shopping in the organic section and eating more locally and eating more close to the earth and making these changes in your life, but maybe you're still struggling. Maybe you are like so many people that I have dealt with over the last 10 years that are making what seems like the great right choices, going to the gym, counting calories, doing food portion control, and yet still in a constant battle within your own body and within your own mind to really create the balance and the lasting, authentic change that you desire in your heart. If you are not feeling 100% at peace within your body and within your mind, I just want to commend you for being on this call and for listening to the information that I'm going to bring to the table. I'm going to keep it concise. I typically talk for at least an hour. I'm going to shoot for more like 45 minutes, and I just want to get straight to the meat, make this so impactful so that when you hang up this call tonight, you will immediately be fully equipped to take action now. No waiting. Nothing has to change. If you're one of those people that's waiting for the world to change, the world will never change until you do. You don't have to wait for anything to change except for what's inside of you, your perspective, and making the decision to move forward towards what you want in your life. Now, I help people do this on various different levels. I help people do this in their health. I help people do this in their relationships. I help people do this in their finances and in their business life. I help people do this in their physical body, in their spiritual body. I help people do it all together, but in all different areas. But what I'm most passionate about, what really makes my heart sing, and what I'm committed to in my own life, is not just addressing one of these areas, but addressing all of these areas. So even some of the most health-minded people that I know are still facing struggle, lack of energy, feeling tired, the battle of the bulge around the waistline, the battle of the lack of bulge in the wallet. Because one thing that I have heard over and over and over again as I've been educating people on nutrition in the body is that it's so expensive to eat healthily. It's so expensive to shop at the better grocery stores. It's so expensive to buy organic. I'm going to tell you what's expensive. Illness and disease are expensive. Not having the energy to live life the way that you desire to live life or to do the things that you want to do with your family and your friends and experience in the life, that's expensive. You're costing yourself energy, time, money, and physical health if you are not applying what we're going to talk about tonight. Now you can see why I had to do this call, this information. It's so valuable. Now I'm going to talk about a lot of things tonight, and I look at it like a buffet. If I invited you to a buffet and I kept some of your favorite foods hidden from you behind the scenes and you found out about it, you'd probably be a little bit upset with me. So just because I placed it on the buffet, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily one of your favorites. But I don't know what your favorites are. So I'm going to put it all out there, and some of it's going to be for you, and some of it's going to be not for you, and that's okay. Take what's for you. Leave behind what's not. It just means that it was meant for somebody else. And everything that I bring to the table and that I put on this buffet for you tonight, it is not just concepts that I've read in a book. It is actual result-proven steps to creating a more balanced and peaceful life that I not only have learned for myself from people who have the type of life that I desired to have, who had this glow and radiance and this non-ending stream of energy and health and fitness and just peace that I desired. I took everything that I learned and I put it to work in my life, and I started getting my own results. So back in 2009, which is when I made that decision to figure out my stuff, to find out why I knew what I knew but didn't practice what I knew, I began a journey that to this day is still continuing. And I put to work the tools that I had been given, and I put them to the test in my own life. I got my own results, and the results are astounding. So much so that I will never go back to living life how I was living it before. Now, this doesn't mean a life of perfection. This doesn't mean hitting the target 100% of the time that I take a shot. This doesn't mean eating perfectly clean and healthy and exercising diligently. It's not about perfection. This is about creating authentic, lasting change to have a balanced lifestyle. And now that I know how good it feels to feel comfortable in my own skin, to be able to live into my authentic self and to be able to share the gifts that I specifically have been given and created to share with others on this planet, to be able to live that out day in, day out, I could cry right now, literally cry right now, just thinking about how beautiful that experience is, just to simply be comfortable in my own skin. And I am on a mission to help everybody in the world know what this experience is like, know how to obtain it for themselves, and how to maintain it for the rest of their life. And the three weird ways that you are stopping yourself from having this is what we're going to talk about tonight. So I always like to count things down because I think it makes it more fun, like 3, 2, 1. Now, these are all important. So just because it's number 3, it doesn't mean it's less important than number 1. I just had to put them in order, and I love counting down because I just think it makes it a lot more fun. So I'm going to start with, like, the basic. So the number 3 reason that even health-minded people are costing themselves physically and financially is because you're doing nothing to address the toxicity that's in your body. Now, I learned about whole food nutrition, which all that means is eating nutrition that comes from the earth. There's 2 types of nutrition that's out there in the world, and if you're on this call, you're probably already aware of it, but I'm just going to recap it in a little synopsis. There's 2 types of nutrition. There is from the earth, created from plants, the way that the earth has been earthing along for all this time, right? Natural gardening, whole foods, grows from a plant, you pick it, you eat it, you take it, you put it into things, right? Whole foods. And then there's also lab-created nutrition, meaning somewhere along the line, somebody studied those amazing whole foods and said, what part of this whole food is actually having an impact on the human body? Now, let's take that one little isolated part of this food that's having this impact, and let's recreate it in a laboratory. So structurally, when you look at it under a microscope, structurally, it is identical to what's found in nature. But what it lacks when it comes out of a factory is the innate intelligence, the God-given blueprint, Mother Nature's instructions on how to take this structure and put it into our body and allow it to go to work. So it's like the instruction manual is missing, and the body kind of knows what to do with it. That's why you'll feel some effect, right? But it doesn't know how to handle all of it. It's a limited effect, because in nature, it's not just that one thing. It's not just, for example, ascorbic acid that makes vitamin C so powerful whenever you eat an orange or strawberries or other great fruits and vegetables and sources of vitamin C. It's not just the ascorbic acid, but it appears to be the ascorbic acid. But in truth, the ascorbic acid needs other nutrients to make it really effective and efficient. So whenever we recreate the ascorbic acid found in vitamin C in a laboratory, and then we put it in mega doses and we put it into our body, what happens is that over time, our body starts to leach the rest of those nutrients from different storehouses in our body. And along with those lab-created supplements, what happens is they have to have fillers and binders in order to keep it all together, in order for it to get into your system, and in order for it to get into your body and do what it does. The problem is these fillers and these binders are actually kind of toxic to our systems, especially whenever they're taken in high dosages over time. Or they can even stop our body from really being able to break down and utilize the nutrients that are found within those encapsulations. And these are the majority of the supplements that are out on the market. And these are the majority of the supplements that doctors say don't even bother with vitamin supplements, because all you're going to do is flush them out your system and flush them down the toilet. And with these on-the-shelf vitamins that you find at your general drug stores and convenience stores and grocery stores and such, they pretty much are. You're getting like a fraction of what's on the label, and the rest is just going right out of your system and down the toilet, because some of them, especially like the one-a-day vitamins, I'm not familiar with any particular brands in general, but the one-a-days where it packs a whole bunch of nutrition into one simple pill, the binders and the fillers that go into making that capsule actually do not break down in our system. And I have seen for myself firsthand on a series of x-rays of watching a pill move down somebody's digestive tract until it's eventually going to be eliminated. And you can do more research of this on your own if you want to back it up. By all means, you know, listen to what I say, but do your own due diligence. Do your own due diligence. And more importantly, just try it out for yourself, because the results speak for themselves. Anyway, so those are the two types of nutrition. But when we put in these lab-created supplements, when we put in these lab-created foods, if you notice, there's no cheese doodle plant out there in the garden. And if you notice, there's a lot of processed foods that we eat in our diet. There's a lot of the fast foods, convenient foods that don't grow on trees. And if you really move past the nutrition label, where it just shows you the calories, the carbs, the proteins, and fats, where we're all kind of trained to look, and you actually get into the ingredients label, you'll find a lot of words that you don't know, you don't understand, and you're certainly not going to find seed packets at your local hardware store in order to plant these different foods and fast foods in our garden and grow them. I mean, I don't even have to tell you. You can see it for yourself wherever you go. The bright colored foods that are not growing in the garden, the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, the artificial ingredients, all of that stuff is going into our bodies. And all that we're doing is looking at the calories. So, I mean, that's what health-minded people do, right? You count calories, you're aware of how many calories you put in, how many calories you burn, right? Well, the body doesn't run on calories. The body runs on nutrition. So you can actually have really, really low amounts of caloric intake as long as you have high, high, high amounts of nutritional intake in the process. The majority of our food these days have the high, high, high calories and the low, low, low nutrition, if any. And all the other garbage and stuff that's in these products that we take in, they're toxics. They're toxins that take up residence within our body. Now, toxins aren't just in our foods. They're also in the air that we breathe, in the water that we drink and bathe in. They're in everything in our society. So I don't say this to put you in a panic, freak-out mode. That's not going to help anything. I say this just to bring your awareness to the situation. I was unaware of this at one point in my life, and then I became aware of it. So what happens is, when we take in all these toxins, our body actually encases those toxins to keep us protected. Our body's amazing. It's an amazing, amazing, efficient machine. And even with all these artificial stuff that we're bombarding our systems with, they still go to work in order to handle it. Hello, we might not be feeling 100%, but we're still walking around, right? We're still doing the do day in, day out. It might be on a limited scale, but we're still alive. The bodies are amazing. So these toxins come in, our bodies go to work to protect us from them. And what's interesting is that the way that they protect us, the way that our body protects us from these toxins, is that it builds fat to encase the toxins. It just deposits that toxin right in the middle of the fat. And then our body accumulates all these fat cells to help us from having the toxins go into our vital organs. Now, where is the majority of our vital organs in our body? Right in the center of our body, right in our bellies. And what is the number one issue, no matter where you live, where you go, that you see everywhere? It's belly fat. Everybody's fighting it. Everybody's got it. Everybody's trying to get rid of it. Everybody's hitting the gym for it. Eliminating belly fat does not happen in the gym. Building abdominal muscles happens in the gym, but if you want to lose belly fat, you got to do that in the kitchen. You got to do that in what you eat and what you put into your body. So understanding that if you are on a mission to release pounds and inches and you find yourself struggling or hitting plateaus, anybody hit a plateau before? I know I certainly did, especially before I knew this information. like everything's going along fine until one day the scale stops moving and it's like, what am I doing? I know how many calories I'm eating. I know how many calories I'm burning. This isn't adding up. You're right. It's not adding up. Your body is literally fighting you to keep that mass on your body. It wants the fat. It needs the fat because if the fat goes away and the toxins are still there, it's going to be very extremely harmful to your body. So what's really, really cool is that when we can address the toxin and we can give the body the right nutrients needed in order to kick in the body's own natural cleansing system, it will start to release the toxins. And as a side effect of releasing the toxins naturally on its own, it's going to kick in your fat burning mechanism. And the body will start to burn up that fat because it no longer needs it. So if you're battling fat and not dealing with toxicity, this is one of the ways that you're costing yourself physically and financially, because you're going to be putting forth a lot of time, money, and energy in a battle that you are destined to not win, because your body is more committed to keeping you alive than to getting you into the size clothes that you want to wear, or the swimsuit that you want to wear, or that dress that you have for that special occasion, or that belt that you used to wear, right? The body wants to keep you alive. And what's so exponentially compounding this situation is that those toxins, when they go into our body, these chemicals, these preservatives, all this stuff that comes into our body, some food manufacturers have figured out that if they add certain chemicals with a certain structure to their processed food, they will fill receptacles in the body that are looking for nutrients. So why would they be interested in that? Because your body starts to crave what it is lacking. And if they can figure out a way to fill up those little receptacles in your body, it will trick your body into thinking you're getting a nutrient whenever you're eating a cheese cracker. You're not really getting the nutrient, but the body doesn't know the difference. So as soon as you finish eating that cheese cracker and those receptacles get filled up, when the body's in need again, which is not going to take very long, how many of you have noticed that you can eat a good amount of food and then be hungry pretty soon after? Again, not calories, not solid masses of food. That's not what your body runs off of. It's nutrients. If you're eating a large quantity of food and you find yourself still hungry shortly after, or you can move more than, say, like eating like a cup your hands together like you're making a bowl, like you're going to cup up water. If you're eating more than that much food at a given time, good chance, oh, and you're still hungry, good chance of that food is not having the nutrition needed in order for your body to really function, which is why your body's still sending out that hunger signal. So these companies have figured this out. They're like, oh, all I got to do is put a little chemical, a little preservative in there. It's going to be the right shape, the right size. It's going to fill up that little nutrient receptacle in the body. It's going to trick the body into feeling satisfied. So when they eat my product, they feel satisfied. When they need more of my product, they're going to crave that and think that that's the thing that the body wants. That's why you get addicted. I had a serious cheese cracker addiction. I will not say the name of the company, but oh my gosh, believe me, I would crave these things like every single day. Every day. I could not do it. Could not eat them. So what happens, not only is it tricking our body, but now we got all this garbage in these nutrient receptors, right? So we start to feel tired. We start to feel lethargic. We're not having the energy. We're not seeing the weight release the way that we want it to. So we're like, hey, let's go get some vitamins because I hear those are great. So we go out to the store. We get some vitamins. We put them into our body. We feel a little bit better. Because anybody's going to feel a little bit better. You hadn't had water to drink in 3 months. You drink a glass, you're going to feel a little bit better. But it doesn't mean your body's going to utilize it all. And it doesn't mean it's going to absorb it all. And now we already know that only a fraction of that over the I say over-the-counter, but that's not the right word. You know, that common vitamin supplement, that one-a-day that you go out and you grab, that one-a-day multivitamin that you grab and you put into your body, you know, you're only getting a fraction of what's on the label. So getting some other garbage with it, you've got all these full receptacles. And what's so interesting, and this is where we're dealing with toxins in the body, takes it to a whole nother level. Not only is your body building the fat to chase the toxins, not only is your body being tricked into thinking that it's getting something that it's not getting, but along with it, your body has no space to absorb the nutrients that you just went out to the store and bought, or the whole foods and the organic foods that you just invested your money in. They have no receptacles to go into, or a limited amount of receptacles to go into, because it's filled with cheese crackers. You get the picture that I'm painting here? If you are working towards health goals, and that can be getting the body back in balance to let go of some of the symptoms of diseases, with dis-ease in general, it could be the body having aches and pains. It could be having, you know, any kind of discomfort in the body, any kind of struggle with energy, not even sleeping well. All of these things are symptoms of nutritional deficiencies. That given the right nutrient, and water is a nutrient, very important nutrient, maybe I'll do a whole call on what's keeping you thirsty in life, right? If you don't have the right nutrients, then the body's not going to function to the level that it was designed to function. And our bodies were designed to function limitlessly. Have you seen some of the Olympics? Some of those athletes? They're amazing. Now, yes, they may be more predisposed to be outstanding in those areas, but that's just to show you what's possible when we fuel this human body the way that it was designed. When we get out of the way, when we clear up the imbalances inside, it really gets into this state of thriving and living life the way that I know you desire to live, or else you wouldn't be on this call. You wouldn't be listening to this right now. So toxins are being encased in fat, fat's building up in your body. All these toxins are taking up room where nutrients are meant to be absorbed, so the nutrients are just getting flushed out. And all of this is taking energy, not only from your body, but from your life. You don't just get hit in your wallet. You don't just get hit in your physical body. You get hit 360 degrees in your life because you're limited now in what you can do. So before I embrace this, I have to say, I lived a relatively symptom-free life. I have a strong immune system. I had a good, solid foundation when I was a kid growing up. It really has served me well into my adult life. But feeling the difference, mainly for me, what got me was just going from struggling to lose weight to the ease of losing weight. I lose weight so easily now. If I have anything extra that's there, whenever I just cleanse and allow the body to, when I allow my body to have what it's designed, it knocks out the cravings. I have no cravings. It's easy to stay on track. So it allows me to have my cake quite literally and eat it too. And not have the guilt and the worry and the concern and all of that stuff that goes along with it, because I know that my body's going to be able to regulate itself by living a nutritional cleansing lifestyle. So if you're not dealing with the toxicity, you're creating your own struggle. Now you can definitely take some steps on your own. Switching over to those whole foods is great. The more whole foods that you can have in your system, the better. The more water that you can drink on a regular basis, the better. And here's a little note for water drinking. It's not just 6 to 8 glasses a day. You know, if you're 5'2" and 100 pounds, or if you're 7'2" and 300 pounds, you're obviously going to have different water needs in your body, right? A lot more need to hydrate. So go by this rule of thumb. Half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Half your body weight in ounces of water a day, and that's for basic metabolic function. And that does not counterbalance the coffee and the sodas and the alcohol and the other things that you put into your body that are not water. So you're going to have to balance that as well. But half your body weight in ounces, what does this look like? It sounds like a lot. If you're 200 pounds, you're talking 100 ounces. 100 ounces sounds like a lot, especially if you don't drink water on a regular basis. I have a wonderful blog post, Secrets to Living a Thirst-Quenching Life. I highly recommend that you read it to find out more about drinking water. You can find it at holisticrestoration.com on the homepage or on my blog. Just scroll down to the bottom. You can flip through all my blogs. Secrets to Living a Thirst-Quenching Life will really break this down for you. But if you're looking at 100 ounces, that's just over 3 liters of water a day. So it's really like 6 little water bottles or 7 little water bottles. But just start with 1 bottle of water. Or 1 cup of water, and then increase that slowly over time. It will still pay you off. So that's some things that you can do right now to start to flush some of the toxins out of your body. So some of them we can't control, the ones in the air, the ones that are drinking water. The body would rather have the water with the toxins in it than to not have the water at all, believe me on this one. You're going to be absorbing it through your skin, through showering and bathing and what have you. So toxins are going to be there. Cannot live a toxin-free life with the society that we have. But you can do those simple steps in order to help the body balance it. And if you want to take it a step further in learning more about nutritional cleansing, you can always, again, go to holisticrestoration.com to find out more. And if I can be a guide, I'm here to be your guide. Okay. You can tell this is such a passion for me, but I told you we're going to keep this around 45 minutes. So let's move on to number 2. The second thing that even health-minded people are doing that's costing themselves physically and financially is that you're unknowingly running off of toxic thoughts from a toxic mind. A toxic body equals toxic mind. You cannot have toxicity in the body without having toxic thinking. Food has a direct correlation to the thoughts that go through your mind. When I learned this, it was a huge game changer for me. Now, the interesting thing about food is that some of it has a 36-hour cycle in the body, meaning if you have it for dinner tonight, you may or may not feel the effects until a day and a half later. So it's a challenge whenever you're not aware of this to correlate how you eat and how it affects you. But when I first made this connection, this was a huge game changer for me, and it gave me a reason to eat healthily beyond the fact that I'm supposed to be doing it and should be doing it and need to do it and have to do it, right? I have too many things that I want to accomplish and do in my life to be laying on my couch just wanting to take a nap and talking myself out of moving forward towards my dream. The mental chatter that happens and was happening in my mind, I was unaware of until it stopped. I'm going to say that again. Some of us are aware of the mental chatter that goes on in our mind, the negative thoughts, the stinking thinking, the struggles to stay focused, the struggles to stay on task, the struggles to stay inspired, the struggles to think happy thoughts and to feel good. If you are experiencing any of that, those kind of struggles, I highly recommend that you take a look at what you're putting into your body. Those toxins that you're not addressing in your body are affecting your mind. In order for your body to have the chemical processes needed in order to release the feel-good chemicals and hormones and have those happy, feel-good thoughts, you have to address the toxins that are in the body. It's a must. And I was unaware of how much mental chatter I had going on in my mind until it was gone. And by gone, I don't mean 100% cured, never crops up again. Of course it does. We're human. It's part of the human experience. Anybody who's done any mindset training with me, you're aware, you know, the mind does what the mind does, right? But the amount of chatter, the amount of guilt, the amount of negative thoughts, the amount of doom and gloom, the amount of non-serving thought pattern greatly diminishes when we clear the body of the toxins. You are what you eat. And more accurately, you are what you absorb. And if you're absorbing garbage into cells that were made for nutrients, you're going to get garbage out in your thinking and in your energy and in your daily physical performance. If you're putting nourishing foods in, you're going to get nourishment out. Put happy foods in, happy thoughts out. You flush out those toxins, you increase the nutrients, you're going to increase the mental clarity, the focus, the ability to dream, the ability to think positive, the ability to be inspired. When I started clearing this garbage out of my body, I opened a channel to the divine, to where I started receiving mental clarity, insight, inspiration. I understand now what people are talking about when they talk about how God spoke to them. If God's not speaking to you, you better get yourself cleansed because there's some static in the communication. It's trying to come through. That's why you want to make a change. That's why you got on this call. You're looking for something different in your life. I know that you're not where you're at because you don't know what to do. I know that I wasn't where I was at because I didn't know what to do. I just needed that shift in perspective to give me a different way of looking at the situation so that I could tap into different resources that I had within me and I could unleash inspiration from within so I didn't have to rely on motivation to keep me going. Motivation will get you so far. Inspiration will take you anywhere. Motivation in itself is getting yourself to do something that you don't want to do. Inspiration is allowing yourself the ease of doing what it is that you desire. So here's a little tip on how you can help to clear up and make some connections of all the toxic thoughts. keep a food journal. Write down what you have for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and write down how you feel throughout the day. Do this for a week. And then whenever you find yourself writing down, do it for a couple weeks, do it for 30 days. I don't think it's going to take you that long to kind of wake you up to things, but, you know, it's a great habit to have. The day that I say I'm going to start journaling my food is the day I start eating different, because I don't want to write down the garbage that I was going to eat if I didn't have the accountability of having to write it down, right? But do a food journal along with a mood journal and start to correlate when you're not having those great days. When are you feeling tired? When are you tired before bedtime? When are you tired in the middle of the day? Between 2 and 4 o'clock in the day, the body hits a natural lull. This is the time that people start going to Starbucks and start going to grab that candy bar and some kind of quick sneak fix to kind of pep us up a little bit, right? Caffeine or sugar, that's usually what we go for as humans. So if you're feeling that lull at the end of the day before it's time to go to bed, if you're feeling that lull in the middle of the day between 2 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're finding yourself with increased negative thinking, if that is a struggle for you, if you've dealt with different, the number one symptom of depression is malnutrition. If you are depressed, you are malnourished. Now, it would be out of integrity for me to sit here on the call and say, just nourish your body, you'll cease to be depressed. But I will tell you from my own personal experience, and I will tell you there's plenty of research out there that backs up something along those lines. If you start feeding yourself the nutrients that you're supposed to have, you're going to start having the chemical reactions that your body's supposed to have, and you're going to start to have more positive thinking. Pay attention to what you're eating. Write it down. Pay attention to how you're feeling. Write it down. If it's Wednesday afternoon and you're feeling like garbage in the middle of the day, don't just look at what you ate that morning. Don't just look at what you ate the night before. Go back to Monday night and see what you ate there. 36-hour cycle. Valuable information, folks. This stuff changed my life forever, and that's why I'm giving it to you free on the call. And look, I'm already coming up on 45 minutes, so I got to give this quick because we got to go into number one. The number one reason that even health-minded people are costing themselves physically and financially is because you're more focused on surviving than thriving. When we are in survival mode, we're going to do whatever it takes in order to survive. When we are trying to survive, we have no interest in really shifting into that thriving space because thriving isn't necessary in order to survive. When we are so locked into survival thinking, we do what's quick and convenient. We take on jobs to make money so that we can pay our bills in order to survive. And we end up living out of balance. We start trading our time for money. We start taking what little bit of money that we have left over and we try to invest it in these healthy foods, but they're not really great. Maybe our version of healthy foods is getting like a microwave vegetable pack. Let me just tell you, you're not going to get much nutrition unless it's from a fresh food. And you throw it in the microwave, you've completely eliminated any nutrition that's in there, and you're actually aiding to the toxicity that's in your body. But that's for a totally another call, and you're probably already aware of this anyway. So the money that you are investing in the nutritious, healthy foods, or what appears to be nutritious, healthy foods, it's not paying you back. You're not getting a good return on your investment. You're not getting a good return on your investment of your time. You're not getting a good return on the investment in your nutrition. You're not getting paid back what you're investing. You're putting more time, money, and energy into things that are not paying you back in return. This creates stress in our life. This stops us from really living life. And this is no way to be. You have to shift yourself from survival way of being into a thriving way of being. You have to start with the foundation, which is the body. You have to get it cleaned out of the garbage. You have to be able to get it back nourished and functioning to its how it was designed to be in order to tap into the limitless power that it really has. But sometimes we can't do that because we are so much in survival mode, right? I don't really feel well, so I'm going to go get this vitamin supplement and make a difference. but I only have so much money, so I can only invest a small amount, so I'm going to get the cheapest thing that's on the shelf, which is, in truth, not only going to give me the smallest amount of actual nutrients, but I'm actually going to end up just flushing most of this down the toilet later. And then on top of it, what does get absorbed into my body is probably going to aid in the fact that I feel like garbage anyway, especially using it long periods of time and depleting your body. So when you're just focused on surviving, just doing what it takes in order to get by and make it to the next day, when you're looking at this small budget that you have to work with and investing it as smallly as you can, you're going to get so little in return for that. We have to flip the paradigm. We have to invest upfront on ourselves. We have to invest in our health and get us to a space that we can be, do, and have more before life's going to reflect that back to us. Before you're going to have the energy to work your job and go back to school so you can get that degree and do what it is that you really want to do. And we get so stuck in this cycle of trading our time for money that we end up not having either. Don't have the time, don't have the money, and I know that this is the truth because I talk to people every day. I talk to people every day about what it is that they want to do in their life. I talk to people every day about why they're not doing it. And the number one reason that people are not living the life that they want to live is because they don't have the money. So they trade their time for money in order to survive instead of leveraging little pockets of time, which they could easily leverage given the right foundation for allowing the body to thrive, in order to start to shift this paradigm. And I help people do that, and I help people see how they can use those little pockets of time to start to create the life that they want to live so that they can seamlessly transition from the life that they're used to having into the life that they really desire. Without quitting your job, without having to put your whole family on hold, I'm all about balance. It has to be done in an authentic, balanced way or else it won't be lasting. And what's interesting is all this money that we do spend, I hear all the time, oh, health fees are so expensive. No, being sick is what's expensive. Oh, I don't have time to make sure that I exercise because I'm taking care of everybody else. No, you need to make sure that you take time to exercise because you're taking care of everyone else. You have to move yourself from the bottom of that list, from that surviving space, to the top of that list. Put yourself first. Put yourself first. Give yourself all the tools that you need so that you are thriving, because when you are full and overflowing, you have that much more to give to other people. When you are depleted and you have nothing left, there's not that much to give. So I hear people say all the time, I put myself last because putting myself first is selfish. It's not selfish. Putting yourself last is the most selfish thing that you can do. Putting yourself first, making sure that you're getting what one of my mentors calls taking your daily meds, meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. Making sure you get the sleep, making sure you get the nutrients, making sure you get the movement the body needs really to move, and make sure you get the respite time, the time for you to recharge. Put that first on your list. When you are there, you are full, you are overflowing, you will spill naturally onto other people. That's why I'm able to help as many people as I am able to help and still be able to maintain the balance and loving relationships that I have in my life personally and have the energy to be a mom and run a practice and on this mission to save the world one person at a time and really create lasting change for people, right? I want you to feel the way that I feel every day in my life. I want you to experience that. You deserve to experience it. You want to experience it. And what you want to do before you even want it is, so you're destined to have it. And I'm here to share the tools with you on how to do it. And this whole vision, this whole experience of reaching out to some of the most beautiful, amazing people that I know in my life who are struggling day in, day out just to make ends meet, so addicted to the space of surviving, telling me all the reasons why they cannot make the changes in their life because they don't have the time, the money, and the energy. If you don't make space for having the time, money, and energy, if you don't have a plan for having the time, money, and energy, you will never have the time, money, and energy to live the life that you really desire. You will never have the time, money, and energy for the level of health that you want unless you switch this paradigm and you shift from surviving into thriving. So this experience that I had of reaching out to people saying, hey, I have a solution. I know you're looking for it. And them saying, that is awesome, Chrissy. That's wonderful. I'm so glad it's working for you in your life. I would love to do something like this myself, but I can't even breathe because I don't have the time, the money, and the energy to take on one more thing. That very reason in itself is reason why you have to do it. And I can show you how. That experience that I have, this is why I have decided to answer a calling that has come from within me, to take on a new level of service in my life and combined my decade of personal development, education, all my mentorship, all of my training, all my personal experience, and literally my entire heart and soul, all of my gifts. I have put them together and I have created something that just really makes my heart sing, and it's something bigger than myself. And it's called the 30-Day Freedom Challenge. If I have your permission, I know we're already past 45 minutes. I can't help myself. I love this stuff, and I love you so much. I really want to get as much value packed into this call as possible. So the 30-Day Freedom Challenge, this is it in a nutshell. It is a 30-day focus for you to free yourself of any physical, financial, or mindset limitations that you're ready to let go of. You see, I believe that we were created to live a limitless life. I believe that we were created to live a life that is free from having to base decisions on having the health, the time, or the money to live the life that we want to live. And if you believe the same thing for yourself and for your family, I really invite you to consider taking on the 30-Day Freedom Challenge. It is phenomenal. Now, you can find complete details at 30dayfreedomchallenge.com. That's the number 30, 30dayfreedomchallenge.com. All the information's there. I was going to spill it all out on the call if we had time, but we don't. But basically, if you have a desire to release unwanted pounds and inches, have more energy, more mental clarity and focus, gain time, have better quality of sleep, and really create a foundation for a health-conscious lifestyle, this challenge is for you, because I'm not just going to give you a way to allow your body to be totally nourished, releasing the toxin, allowing for that feel-good chemistry to take place physically in your body, but also with it, this is where it gets really exciting, you're also going to get my coaching with it for free. It's part of the challenge. So it's not just about maximizing nutrition in your body and getting the most results that you can by allowing the body to release toxins and get itself flooded with nutrients and take on all those physical aspects. We're going to get to the root of the cause as to why it's taking you this long to make this kind of change in your life. You're going to get free mindset coaching with it. It's amazing. And I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee the results that I bring to the table. I guarantee them, and I can stand behind them 100% solidly because I live them every single day. You do what I bring to the table and what I recommend and what I'm going to challenge you to do in this 30-day challenge, this 30-day freedom challenge. You follow it to a T, I guarantee you your life will be completely transformed in this 30 days, and there will be no going back. You will leave this challenge with a solid foundation to create the authentic, lasting change that you desire in your life. I guarantee it. You really, honestly have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. And people say, Chrissy, how much does this challenge cost me? Now, first of all, how much is it going to cost you to not do it? What is it costing you now living the life that you're living, trading your time for money, running off of compromised nutrition, feeling tired, not getting good sleep, not having mental clarity and focus, being surrounded with thinking. What is it costing you now? What you're doing right now is costing you the life of your dreams. What does it cost to take on this challenge? Well, it's either free or it's free. Because the only investment that you make in this challenge, you're going to get my coaching for free. We have a whole list of prizes that are still coming in for the winner. I've got a trigger point yoga kit. I've got some body mind healing sessions. I have some Reiki healing sessions, life coaching sessions, personal training sessions. I have my key to now audio on unlocking the power of the present moment. I've got chiropractic examinations as prizes. I've got my virtual workshop series, my e-courses as prizes. I've got some spa prizes, some spa services, some salon services. I'm lining up some professional photo shoots, and you even have a chance to win up to $25,000 if you wanted to get beyond the 30-Day Freedom Challenge. Again, all this information you can find at 30dayfreedomchallenge.com. This challenge, it's either free or it's free, because you either love it, and I can show you how you can get started without it costing you anything, or you can make back the entire return on your investment by just having a couple friends that want to do this with you. I'm all about referrals, because that's how my business is thriving, and I'm able to do what I do, is because people refer to me. And when you refer people to this challenge, you actually earn money in return, cash, in your pocket, back to you. You get started with a couple of friends, it will cost you nothing. If you do this challenge and you play full out and you do not get the result that you don't see changes in your body, if you're not fully 100% satisfied, you can return everything. Now, of course, you can't return the coaching, but you're getting that for free anyway. And I guarantee that results 100% no matter what work I do and how much you pay for it. This challenge costs you nothing. It'll cost you everything to not take it on. Go to 30dayfreedomchallenge.com. Check it out. If it speaks to you, contact me. Let's talk about how we can get you started. Let's talk about how we can get you plugged in. Let's talk about why now is the perfect time. And I believe, honestly, that the people who are going to do this, you already want to do it. You already want to do it. You are waiting for something like this. All that I'm doing is giving you an excuse to do what you've already been doing, wanting to do. I'm giving you an excuse to make someday today, to stop putting off what it is that you desire to have in your life, and you can have it within the next 30 days. Go to the website, check out the information. If it speaks to your heart, reach out to me. If it speaks to your heart and then your mind comes up with all the reasons why you can't do it, maybe some of the things that we just talked about in the last 15, 20 minutes come up. If your heart says yes and your mind says no, listen to your heart, because the heart always finds a way. And just open yourself up, reach out to me, let's talk. The heart always finds a way, and there's a way. If you want to do this, we will find a way to do it, and we'll find a way to do it together. And now that I'm coming up on an hour, just like I said, I wasn't going to do, but I can't help myself. This is my passion. This is my passion. Now that we're coming up on an hour, I'm going to have to let you go because I respect your time too much. I appreciate you staying on the line for as long as you have. I really hope that you found value in all the information that I brought to you. Again, it's the foundation of which I live on day in, day out, and it's priceless to me. And I had to pay it forward and share it with you. Put to work. Put to use, try out, experiment with the information that I gave you on the line. You want to take it the next step, have that accountability in place, I'm here for you. Check out the 30dayfreedomchallenge.com. If it's for you, great. Oh, my gosh, and I almost forgot. I'm actually offering extra incentives to get started this week, extra prizes that you can qualify for. So definitely reach out to me. Right now, when you're listening to this, it's, Thursday evening? So we've got Friday, we've got Saturday. You know what? If you're on this line, I'll even extend it until noon on Sunday, but you have to get in touch with me to take advantage of these special prizes that are only available this weekend. On my website, it's going to stay through the 27th. If you're on this call, just let me know that you're on the call. I will extend it until noon on Sunday because I really want this for you, and it's possible, and I am answering your prayers. I'm giving you an option to have your prayers answered, and you've been asking for this. God sent me in to you with the answer, so listen to it. Just listen to it. And with that, I love you. I appreciate you. It is my highest honor and blessing to be able to serve you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your belief and your support. And move forward in a bliss-filled day. I look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.